This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Every single time he touches the basketball,
yep.
He's got his arms flailing about in the direction of the official looking for a call.
Carl Anthony Towns looks like Greg when his sauce was broken at Davio's at the airport. Every time he goes to the lane.
Yeah. Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Geography, not necessarily your strong
suit. Yeah, I don't really.
We've covered that.
Listen, I only go to the Caribbean.
Not today.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
You're going to like this more, I think.
It looks, I always ask, does it look like the Caribbean? And if it's blue sand, blue water and white sand, I'm like, okay.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Yeah, it's French President Emmanuel Macron. Germany's Chancellor Merz and Britain's Prime Minister, Minister Keir Starmer.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis.
Like, you know how you hire the Sherpa to get you to the top?
Yeah.
Wiggy lands and he finds his weed Sherpa.
There's always one, man. There's always one plug out there.
How do you know who the guy is?
It's a look.
And Shime.
When they get back in, because there's nothing to do, man.
Right.
Hey, Duke, Shime, this is what you should go to jail, man.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's all my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo. Go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
From the Grotto Bay Beach Resort in Bermuda, where Courtney and Wiggy and I are for the 32nd annual Greg Hill Classic, a golf tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. And Shime is back in Boston. Curtis is overslept and running late. Is that correct?
I believe that is the case, Greg. Yes.
A rare late arrival for Chris Curtis.
You hate to see that, really.
I'm sure he is very upset, as we all are, about what happened last night to the Boston Celtics. But we are here on the at the rooftop lounge at the Grotto Bay Resort, and I'm sure throughout the morning Wiggy will share his thoughts on. First day, first time ever in Bermuda, but it seems like it agrees with you, Coach, so far.
Yeah, I listen, even though I'm pissed because of last night,
I'm like, I'm in paradise. What's the song? In paradise.
Phil Collins.
Is it Phil Collins?
Another day in paradise.
Yeah, another day in paradise. Even though I'm like literally after watching last night and I'm sick to my stomach because of everything that turned out, not just the loss, but the massive loss that potentially could be looming over the Celtics.
It was bad. The defense was awful last night. It was non-existent, and then it got worse with the Tatum injury. Yeah. And so Celtics lose that game last night, 121-113, and Jason Tatum goes down with what looks like an Achilles injury.
Yeah, it don't look good.
And, that doesn't look good for the rest of the series. Doesn't look good potentially for next season.
Right.
Even when it comes to Jason Tatum, which we can talk about all morning long. But you look at this team and where they are with the new owner and where they have what they have been whining about when it comes to the second apron and what changes they're going to have to make. Like, you're going to have to, if it is, if it is truly the Achilles, and Jason Tatum will have an MRI today.
Right.
But if it is the Achilles, that means you can't count on him
all of next year.
Yeah.
Next season. It looked exactly like Dame Lillard.
It looked like Dame Lillard a month ago. Kevin Durant. It looked like Kobe Bryant. It looks like, you know, I've played enough sports, you know, football to see like those non-contract contact Achilles injuries, like when they take that one step to like push off and go forward and then they grab like the back of it.
He knew immediately.
Yep.
Yeah.
And anybody who's had that before will tell you feels like they've been kicked in the shin or in the calf. Excuse me. And, you know, now it's the end of, obviously, the end of the season into the playoffs. So you could probably make next year's probably a wash.
Mm-hmm.
So you really, if it is, you really won't get Jason Tatum back to Jason Tatum form until the following season.
Which for Billy Chisholm,
a
massive issue ahead of him. Because now, does he want to unload guys like Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, Peyton Pritchard, whoever was on the cutting list for him? And I hope that it wasn't Jaylen Brown. But you don't want to let go of a guy like that now if you're going to be without your superstar for your first season as the owner of this franchise. So, my lead is not doomsday, I will say.
Right.
You'll not?
No.
Oh, okay.
I am not doomsday.
How can it not be doomsday?
Well, you're going to have to wait to find out.
Okay. All right. Did you have a good day?
I had a wonderful day yesterday. The flight cannot be easier. Grotto Bay cannot be nicer. Watching Wiggy get balls deep in the ocean immediately upon arrival was something special. And we went to the Swizzle Inn. We went to dinner last night. Like, we've done so much. We've only just been here for less than 24 hours. So. Yeah.
And the weather yesterday was great. It was sunny and upper 70s, and it seems like it's going to be the same today. So, what?
And I just want to – I needed Curtis here to just talk about Greg and traveling and just everything that goes into it.
I don't know why.
I don't know if you saw my Instagram story. Greg, who you have coming up in the match with his brand new clubs, decided to travel without a travel golf bag.
Yeah.
So those clubs, willy-nilly, on that plane, did you check them? Are they scratched?
They're fine. They are fine.
I thought they were in a bag.
No, they were in
a rain cover.
They're in a golf. Oh, okay. They're in a golf bag. I didn't think about the travel bag. But I don't
or your bathing suit.
It didn't come with a bathing suit. Yeah, I know. Shyam, I don't understand why. This is a big thing for Courtney and for Lindsay and for everybody else, is that I don't spend hours and hours packing everything I might possibly need on a trip. Like,
Greg, you're going to Bermuda. How hard is it to pack a pair of shorts that are your bathing suit for the entire week?
My attitude is, if I don't have something when I get there, I will buy it.
Yeah.
Shorts
are easy.
I think it's not a flex. I think most men are like that. Most men do not spend the 2 to 3 weeks that Courtney spends getting 18 different outfits ready to go to Bermuda. Like, you guys, I don't want to discriminate based on sex, but you guys buy things like 10, 15 different outfits that are not, you don't even open them. You just put them right in the suitcase.
Well,
and you may not ever you may not ever wear them.
Like, and it's easier to return.
Yeah,
if
they
you
generally
don't.
Overpack, though. I mean, you really don't need shorts out here. The water's so beautiful. Just wear what you got on, go in there, enjoy it, and that's it. The water is like, you know, warm, nice bath water. You get in there, you can see you can see all the way down to your toes, so you can go balls deep. I don't do that back home because the water is green and it's 40 degrees. Mm-hmm. So when you're out, when we flew in, I was like, God damn, I didn't realize it was like crystal clear blue water.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. It is.
And the flight was short.
It's an hour and 45 minutes or an hour and 50 minutes in the air, and it's so close, and you just don't often think about that. So if you're thinking about going somewhere, come here to Bermuda.
Yeah, I'll go nowhere.
It is beautiful. So
good morning.
Good morning. Morning, Curtis. Kurt. What was a late night for you?
Well,
Were you crying? You were in your tears last night, I'm sure.
There is no feeling like seeing your clock on your phone and realizing your alarm didn't go off. It is the single worst thing in the world. But I am here. I hope I don't smell too bad. Didn't shower. How are you guys?
We are great. Minus what happened last night. We are great.
Did you not set the alarm? And so this every time somebody's late, I always go back to the Jerry Seinfeld episode with Jean Paul. Was it the alarm? Did you not set it? Was it volume? I mean, was it Greg's who was rebooting all night long?
I think it was the iOS. I have a new the update. Reboot, but I have no idea. It's entirely
you gotta get
my
a hatch.
Fault.
Got to get a hatch.
Right. I will.
I'm telling you guys.
How was the dinner at the Brasserie?
It was wonderful. Curtis, we really miss you, as always, but I really missed you on the flight yesterday because you would have enjoyed Greg just dealing with his earbuds, dealing with his non-travel bag.
I don't understand your fascination.
It was it's unbelievable to watch. At your age, traveling, I'm like, how do you travel alone?
Again, it's like I didn't know how. I've never hooked up earbuds before. What are they?
Earbuds.
Earbuds. Okay.
Never hooked them up before.
Curtis,
do you know how to do that? Like, am I an idiot, or like, am I the only person who doesn't know?
AirPods?
You literally
open the case and the phone asks, do you want to connect?
It asks a bunch of questions.
It was face recognition chime.
It wants to know your ear size. Like, they want to get into your ear hole and understand, like, your ear size. Like, there's a whole bunch of questions, and I just wasn't fully confident in the process, Shime. I don't know. I don't understand what the big deal is.
I mean this in more ways than one. You should never leave Lindsay because she is a great person who's caring and loving and all those things, and she's not a bad person, but you are really close to being Hudsoned in the rest of your life, where you can just be told you're doing something and just go along with it because you are so detached from any form of technological understanding.
I mean, they work great.
Yeah, you loved them during the flight. You watched A Simple Favor. I saw that.
It was great.
Blake Lively, great movie.
I thought it was nice that Lindsay got you those lapel pin they give James when they go on their first trip.
Apparently, this is basically what happens is that Lindsay and Courtney and Talina spend the entire trip making fun of me. So there's another.
Not just
you. Talina's on your side.
There's another thing that's apparently old man like, which is, and this will shock you, but arriving at the airport early is apparently an old man, a dad thing to do.
Yeah, it's a dad move.
Why is that a dad move? You get there early enough so you don't run into problems.
No.
Yeah, I want you on that one, Greg.
Yeah, but you guys are both dads. I appreciated getting there early yesterday, but if we're going to talk about flights and we're going to make fun of Greg, it would only be appropriate that we make fun of Wiggy as well.
I don't know what you're talking about. There is a story that happened at Logan yesterday, which sums up this radio show in one story. Who the audience is, what the audience is focused on, why they like Wiggy. Was that what you were talking about? Oh, okay.
Mine was mid-flight.
Mid-flight Wiggy. Oh yeah, no, we'll talk about that too. Oh my God! No, there was there was an incident that occurred between a married couple on the flight, which was very awkward to witness. And And it was.
It wasn't awkward for me. I know that.
Oh, it was.
I don't think it is. It's probably good. We probably need to get it in early because of Hill Notes. But I don't think that the air has I don't think the vibe has warmed between the happy couple. So we had we're on Air Bermuda or is
Bermuda
it?
Air
Bermuda Air, and of course the drink of Bermuda, the official drink of Bermuda, is the Dark and Stormy.
Yeah,
and so. We had a very, very attractive, lovely flight attendant.
I would say, yeah.
Stunning.
Very easy on the eyes.
Stunning. Beautiful woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Black woman. Beautiful. Yes. And Mrs. Wiggins commented on how beautiful she was.
Yes.
Oh, you know, generally that's the lob pass.
Uh-huh.
It's like an alley-oop. Oh, that's the hockey pass.
Oh,
that's the one-timer.
So if she acknowledges her attractiveness,
yep. Her skin,
then you are free to say whatever you want. So Wiggy was, transfixed on this woman.
I won't say that, but I was
taken aback.
Yes, I was interested in the drink.
And she said, "What would you like for a drink?" And Wiggy said, "I would love to have a dark and lovely."
Well, I didn't know.
That's not the name.
No. Initially,
I know that's what you wanted.
No,
but that's not the name of the drink.
Initially, I said, "I think I want a dark and sweet." Because I had forgot the name of the drink. I knew it was Dark and something.
Yeah, I understand.
And then I was like, was it sweet? Or
have a Dark and Lovely on me, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah.
I caused a bit of an issue between.
No, it didn't cause no issue.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Mrs. Wiggins was like, wait till I tell Courtney and Greg.
Yeah, it didn't cause no issue between us.
It didn't? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, We have a lot to get to this morning when it comes to the Boston Celtics, and you can talk about that with us all morning long. Certainly, you can call the show, 617-779-7937. You can text on that same number, and that is the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. We will get to our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. Then a code word for you at 7, because it is a 2 for Tuesday. That means that you can win a couple Red Sox tickets all day long every hour. They set it at 7:20, and we will go over everything that they said yesterday in sports, and we will certainly discuss the potential good news that Kristaps Porzingis shared in a post-game illness update. Maybe a little bit of good news for the Celtics you're going to need. Kristaps Porzingis, if you have any chance of winning that game on Wednesday night, tomorrow night. So news recording coming up at 7:45, and I mentioned Hill Notes. We will play those back at 9:20, and you can leave one of those at any time on the Odyssey app. Right now, to get us started, here is Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Celtics dropped game 4 in New York, 121-113, and they lost more than just the game. Jason Tatum went out with a lower leg injury in the fourth, being carted off, and then the worst part, Wiggy, was watching him behind the scenes getting carted to the locker room crying in that wheelchair. Terrible, terrible, terrible. He will undergo an MRI today. He had 42 points before the injury. The Seas will face an elimination game tomorrow night at the TD Garden. The NBA draft lottery was last night, and it seems like Cooper Flagg will be heading to Texas as the Dallas Mavericks get the first overall pick with a 1.8% odds.
Kurt, conspiracy on this or what?
I mean, I was going to get to this, but it is just either you're with me when I make a statement or you end up on my side of the street. So just skip the delay. Don't fight it. I'm almost always right.
I mean, the odds were infinitesimal that the Dallas Mavericks would end up with Cooper Flagg, and they got him. So
what doesn't Luka for Cooper Flagg and Anthony Davis make a little bit more sense?
Yep.
Yeah, it does.
I'll jump on the Kurtspiracy on this one here all day long.
The other NBA playoff game last night, the Timberwolves lead the Warriors up 3-1 in the series after a win. And the Red Sox fall to the Tigers 14-2 yesterday. Tanner Houck went 2 1/3, giving up 11 runs on 9 hits. They've got another one with the Tigers today, 6:40 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. Lou Merlone will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. As for NHL playoff games last night, not good wigs. Carolina leads Washington 3-1. While Edmonton leads Vegas 3-1 as well.
All I got is the Oilers left, man. All my teams are losing over here.
Yep. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Strawberries, blueberries, they're fresh and on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, get 1 pound of strawberries or a pint of blueberries for just $1.97 each when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Hurry, the sale ends soon. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I gotta say, start of the day on the wrong foot without an alarm, but you guys at that serene setting, God, it is gorgeous.
Isn't it beautiful? Yeah. Overlooking the bay here in Bermuda, and it is a beautiful, beautiful country. So
I might never go back.
Right. It doesn't look
for real.
Well, you might go back alone if you keep talking to the flight attendants.
Oh, believe me, I ain't going back alone. She might never go back either.
Ever join the Mile High Club?
No, the bathrooms are too small.
Right. For three. 53 degrees. Cloudy.
Definitely for three.
61.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Well, there you go, Wiggs. Was that the paradise song you wanted since you woke up in paradise here in Bermuda this morning?
No, that's a good one, obviously, by Phil Collins. The one I'm thinking about, the hook is more, it's just like paradise.
Just like paradise.
Or either it's like paradise, but it's more of a slower song. But I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of paradise songs out there. So.
Chime, you know what he's thinking of?
What's that?
But the Wiggy, do you know what the song is that he's
thinking
of? Oh,
I believe it's the, is it the David Lee Roth joint?
No, it's not the David Lee Roth one. It's more of a ballad, but I guess.
Are you thinking of Seal?
Jimmy Buffett, Cheeseburger in Paradise?
No, Cheeseburger in Paradise, no.
What
no.
about Elvis Costello's Living in Paradise?
No, the hook is, it's just like paradise. Yeah, no,
we understand.
You don't get that? I don't know.
We know.
We need Shazam right now.
We know what the hook is. I think that Phil Collins banger is on Curtis's top five best song list ever, if I'm correct.
That's a great song, and it reminds me of our favorite show this year.
Paradise.
Of Paradise.
Yeah. Isn't that the song they use in that show?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Well, he puts it on the CD for his son or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
And he's listening to it, I think, on the evening of the of his demise.
Correct.
The president.
I hope that comes back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, man, I won't be back for a couple of years. You know how this goes. Yeah.
Well, it's a two for Tuesday. We are in Bermuda for the 32nd annual Greg Hill Classic Golf Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. But this morning, all morning, all day, the topic of discussion should be the Boston Celtics, who are now in a game five to stay alive after a loss last night to the Knicks. And before Jason Tatum went down, and maybe will stay down, unfortunately, for a while, they just were not, we talked about it at the start of the show.
Yeah.
Not a lot of defense played by that basketball team last night. Knicks come out in the second half and end up shooting 67%.
Right.
And I don't know. Jason Tatum was, up until the injury, had 42 points and kept them in that basketball game.
Yeah.
We were watching it at the Swizzle Inn.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You could not say anything bad about Jason Tatum's game last night.
Nah.
Jaylen Brown, you and I were talking about this last night, disappeared in that third quarter.
He was a no-show. Pete Pritch was a no-show. Derek White.
But it's that third quarter that they've had an issue with over and over again.
Yeah.
And you and I were watching during dinner in the second quarter, and they went on that nice 11-0 run.
Right.
They were looking good. They were looking strong. To come out flat in the third over and over again makes no sense to me.
And then the Knicks did what, you know, give Jaylen Brunson a ton of credit. What he's been doing all series long. He had 18, I believe, in the third quarter.
Yep.
And Mikal Bridges got hot in the fourth quarter. But it was really, you know, and it's kind of one of those games. Tatum showed up in the second half, but guys that you needed or depended on, just they weren't there. And then ultimately there was a couple opportunities that you had towards the end of that game. Drew Holiday had a corner three-pointer that was open that could have tied the game.
Curtis, we know how you feel about Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah.
And I know it's an illness, but you got to explain to me why Kristaps Porzingis is playing at the end of those basketball games. Like, what he gives you, unfortunately, nothing.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, even Cornette, because Porzingis wasn't really giving you any offense, and defensively, I think, you know, Cornette at least could be able to, you know, maybe put a body on Karl Anthony Towns. Maybe he's a little bit more heavy of a load than Porzingis, feels a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, Porzingis was, I know this whole series he's just been off and nobody knows what the illness is, but they're, you know, like you said, Greg, they're still playing.
And Greg, I just feel like, and everybody, the areas where the coach could have an impact, Mazzulla has been a complete and total non-show, not showing up in those moments. The end of the third quarter, the ISO ball from Tatum and then just chucking up the three where it was like people standing around waiting for him to do something. Coming out of the second half, in the third quarter, the Knicks have been blowing doors on you. So obviously Thibodeau's seeing something at halftime and taking advantage of it. And the last thing about last night for me is Tatum defensively may have been better than he was offensively. And he was the best player on the floor offensively. His defense is one of the more underrated aspects of his game. He was spectacular. Just a force, like the speed, like it was like Ty Law in Super Bowl 36 intercepting passes in the paint.
He had a bunch of steals last night.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, it's, and again, I'm sure that we will get to it during leads momentarily, but where is your confidence level at when it comes to winning that game tomorrow night and then winning the series?
I mean, I think they can win tomorrow night, but I don't know about winning the series. It's going to be extremely difficult to do it, you know, without Tatum. I know we'll get into a few leads. And it's just like, as we sit here and look out into the ocean and you see beauty, and you see the clouds, and you see the sun.
Dark like and lovely.
Could, yeah, you see, you could see stuff on the horizon.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know what I see with the Celtics moving forward. Like, yeah. And that's the thing that's worrisome to me. Like, where are they going from here? And I agree with Curtis. Like, I think Mazzulla is getting out-coached. I think they try to play a little zone. Maybe you could have did that early in the games in the second half. Maybe the slow thing. I don't know. And I just don't know, especially with all the money, where they're going
from
here.
Yeah, all of those things. If you looked at where you were at the start of the playoffs.
Yep.
And it was almost a guaranteed repeat. And then it was – like, let's talk dynasty.
Yeah.
Now you're sitting here this morning. You there's not a great chance that you get out of the second round.
Right.
And you are more than likely without Jason Tatum for an entire season next year.
Yeah.
So, yes.
The biggest choke job, and Curtis talked about, I forget how he worded one his lead, but I really believe this is the biggest choke job if they lose this series, which it's going to be very difficult for them to come back, and all of Boston sports when it comes to a team that the expectations were, our expectations were, repeat.
Yeah.
And to get bounced in the second round by a team that you are up 20 on in the first two games, you blew doors on them in the third game, and it's like, this one's going to sting for a long, and now the team is going to probably be completely torn apart.
Craziest thing last night was in the fourth when Doris and Curtis, we were listening to on the way to the airport, you are so right about Doris Burke. I give her so much praise and respect. Like, she's been a trailblazer for women in sports broadcasting.
Yep.
But listening to her last night, especially at the end of that game, she's such a Knicks homer it's so hard to listen to. But she had a stat where she was like, this is the largest lead that the Knicks have had in this series so far. They were up 11.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that they are winning all of these games, and that's the biggest lead that they've had when the Celtics have had massive leads.
Yeah.
They're just giving up. They're taking their foot off the gas.
Yeah, you dominated 90% of the series is what some of the stat nerds have said.
And Wiggy, you're spot on. You look back, and we've had the privilege because of all the great teams over the last generation or so. The ones where you leave championships on the table stay with you almost as long or longer than the ones where you get the championship. And looking at the conference this year, where you're much better than the Knicks, the Pacers are likely going to be waiting for you in the conference final. And the West has kind of been a crap show in the last, playoff run here. This is just going to sting. I mean, it's
the worst part about it is that Nick Kostos gets to gloat.
Yeah, the New Yorkers get to gloat.
That is the worst. Oh. That's the worst part about it.
Yeah, Planet Fitness in Queens is going to be electric this morning.
Hey, good for them, though. They deserve it, even though I can't stand the Knicks fans. You got there's a million celebrities at the game.
Yeah.
But, hey, good for them, I guess.
All right. We can squeeze a lead or two in here, Shime, so let's get right to it.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shime, I bet you think I won't get that.
Oh, no, when you know. Once you hear it, I bet you know.
Well, I think I remember playing it when I was a board operator at WVBF in Framingham.
Okay, that tracks.
105.7, Saturday nights, 7 to midnight. I had to have my old man, Barry Hill, come pick me up because my license expired at midnight. Is that Peebo Bryson?
Oh, no, it is not.
Oh.
Is it Jeffrey Osborne?
No, it is not. It is from a famous movie. In the 1980s.
Murder, She Wrote.
No, that would be Mike Reno with Almost Paradise from the movie Footloose.
Okay. Shime, great pull. I knew I had the words wrong at the beginning, I had the harmony right, though.
Yeah,
that's your credit. Problem a lot, is you have the words wrong.
Credit where credit is due. Boss Man Laird with the alley-oop there.
Really?
Yep. So, shout out to him.
Okay.
Credit where credit is due.
All right, Leeds brought to you by Subaru of New England. Find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning, Shine.
Good morning, Greg. I'm going to go with a non-basketball lead because I feel like we're going to have a lot of those this morning. But there is a man who is a bit disgruntled over in the NFL. That would be Bengals pass rusher Trey Hendrickson. He is very upset with the Cincinnati Bengals. Released a statement yesterday to ESPN that said no communication has taken place between my camp and the organization post-draft. The offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continued to play at a high level. And at a high level, he did play. He had 17.5 sacks for a second season in a row, was a first-team All-Pro this year, and averages 14 sacks a year over the last five seasons. Trey Hendrickson is a guy the New England Patriots should go get. Like, this is the easiest go-do-it-now move you could possibly make because, yeah, you're going to have to give him a pretty big contract, but you have the ability to do that with the cap space that you still have. You don't have to worry about giving up draft capital that will help you this season because the draft is already passed, so you can give up capital from next season, which is an entire year away and kind of useless anyways. So you can give up a second or a third round pick and get an elite pass rusher to add to that defense and really, really give it some teeth. I think this is a slam dunk move that the New England Patriots should go make today.
Yeah. Do you get the vibe, though, from this team so far that they are interested in continuing to look at and do deals to improve the roster, or that they feel like they're set and they're ready to go and that's it?
Well, no, because they didn't make a move on George Pickens. I mean, he was available out there.
Correct.
So, I agree with Shime. You probably can get Trey Hendrickson.
No, not whether you can, or but they don't seem to be. Like,
well, I don't get why, though. Like, that to me is the biggest thing. I don't get why, if you know, like, if you're trying to build a team that's with, you know,
For the future.
But you're still rebuilding. Right, but you want guys that are going to come in, they're going to be gritty guys, they're going to help you right away. Like, Hendrickson's a guy who fits the mold. Like, he fits the mold of what you would be thinking about, you know, about being a great leader, being a team guy, and a guy that's productive, and maybe you could get him for a third-round pick. I don't think that you need to spend the second-round pick to get a guy like that. Because, Shime, isn't he, like, maybe 29 or 30?
He is 30 years old. He is on the last year of his contract, so you're going to need to give him a decent-sized contract. But I bet if you were able to get him for a third, since he's on an expiring contract, and then pay him, you know, 3 years at, what is it, $90 million? I think that's the number that Max Crosby's at, about 30 a year. Like, that would probably get it done tomorrow. And then you're not locked in until his mid to late 30s. You're only locked in his early 30s. And you get a guy who has been uber productive now for well over 5 years.
All right, Shime, good lead from you. Thank you. We are in Bermuda, and we will be here all week for the 32nd annual Greg Hill Classic Golf Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. We are going to take a quick break. We will get to the rest of the leads coming up, including one from Curtis and Courtney and Wiggy and yours truly. And a reminder that you can watch this show. You can see the beauty of Bermuda on Twitch and on YouTube this morning and every morning. And this show on Twitch is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. And at Springer's, they don't just sell diamonds. They teach you how to buy diamonds. So they have the best prices in New England. You're also going to save money when it because they're in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So make the drive. It's worth it. Go see my friends at Springer's Jewelers if you're in the market for a diamond. And we will be right back with the rest of
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's leads. We are at the Grotto Bay Beach Resort in Bermuda, where we will be all week for the 32nd annual Greg Hill Classic Golf Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Wiggy is Curtis. We miss you, obviously. Although this would probably be a place where another foreign country, you'd get arrested in. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun over here. But Wiggy loves Bermuda.
Yeah. We got to play the, because I didn't realize that. Cully Buds is from out here.
Yes.
Shime's got to play that. Yes. Another reggae. That was a reggae banger. I remember that. Yes. Come around.
Yeah.
But it is like an hour and 45. I didn't even get through the Hangover Part 2, which I was watching on the plane.
Yeah.
We landed here. So it's like
crazy.
It's a no-brainer.
Are you going to go in the cave at all?
Yeah, I'll definitely hit up the cave. Okay. I know my wife, she's been talking about going in the cave, and there's another cave, a bigger cave like somewhere around here. So, you know, we'll definitely hit up the caves.
Why are we going after Greenland? We should get Bermuda.
About that. I mean, they'd probably be willing to do some kind of a deal. Are they still? Are you guys still a British province or what?
Colony.
You are, yes. Okay, all right. So we'd have to do a deal with Britain, Curtis.
Yeah. Bollocks.
If they would be up for
they
it.
They hate Meghan Markle in Bermuda.
We have leads left, including one from Curtis. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Greg. You guys look great in Bermuda. And I always go back to this because it helped crystallize my conspiratorial bent, whatever the hell it is. When you're able and willing to murder the sitting president of the United States in the middle of the day in a major city, there is nothing you won't do. And with the NBA, I have a new name. I don't know if you guys like it. WWNBA. That's what I'm calling it from this point forward. Mm-hmm. It is an absolute joke. When the inexplicable occurs, meaning you call one team and you hand him Luka, and it happens to be the one that has LeBron James and is in the second biggest media market, the second most storied franchise in the history of the sport, there is obviously more at play. And we got the final part. You know, Greg, in baseball, they say for a player to be named later.
Yeah.
It was, here's Luka for Anthony Davis and a player to be named later at the top of the NBA lottery. If you're just waking up, the Mavericks won the lottery with a 1.8% chance of getting the top player.
And Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg, one of a generational talent to come out of Duke this year. And even LeBron James on social media was mocking the sport that he loves with the laughing emojis on X last night.
It's almost impossible for it not to be an NBA conspiracy, Curtis. The odds were, as I said earlier, right. You know, as you just mentioned, the 1.8%. It's highly unlikely.
Yeah.
But it's even more unlikely if you combine that outcome. You know, just winning the lottery with 1.8% as a standalone, you know, it's much better odds than winning the actual lottery. But if you take the team that was the punching bag, the punchline of the sport after they traded Luka to the Lakers, and then you add on to that the unbelievable, unprecedented way in which they got the first pick with less than 2% chances. It is not. It is a conspiracy to say there isn't a conspiracy.
Yeah, it stinks.
Does this give Nico a longer leash? Like, is he going to be able to be there longer now? Is
yeah,
the
it
hate
definitely
gone?
Helps him out. Oh, yeah, it definitely helps him out.
Of course
ton.
It does.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that they probably cut some kind of a deal with the new Mavericks owners, and they're not going to leave Dallas because they were threatening to leave Dallas and threatening they wanted to a casino attached to the building. They'll probably get that now. I mean, it is... Curtis, you have been spot on with this, and I think you nailed it from the start. And all we had to do was wait and see how they made it work.
Right, it's a good landing spot for Cooper Flagg too. Very good.
And what is it about Dallas that's always at the center of these things? Like, that's where JFK was. I mean, I don't know. Something's going on in Dallas.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Like I said earlier, I'm still stroking that panic button when it comes to the Celtics. But with Jason Tatum going down last night, and listen, you never want your superstar to go down. But when you look at the regular season, the Seas were 8-2 without him in games that he didn't play in. 9-2 when you consider the playoff game as well. And it just comes down to one thing moving forward. Jaylen Brown needs to show the alpha that he is. If you go back and look, there were two games that he did not play in as well when Jason Tatum didn't play at the end of the season, the regular season. But he had games where he had only 14 points, but then he had games where he had 35 points. You got to stay on the 35 side of this and not come back if you have any chance of winning this series and moving forward. I think that the rest of this team is still so much more talented than the Knicks. I give the Knicks a lot of credit for last night and what they've done with this series. But we saw, whether it was Kristaps going down, Jaylen going down, Jason going down during the regular season, other guys step up and perform lights out.
Other guys that you're talking about, you bring up KP, I don't think he's physically able to step up. So you're not going to be able to count on him.
Yeah, but he was able to turn it. It's the same illness he had during the regular season, and we saw him at the end of the season go off. So it can turn around for Kristaps at random points, and he starts feeling better. Peyton Pritchard needs to step up. Drew Holiday needs to step up. You got to see something.
Drew Holiday was had nothing last
night.
Nah,
he was. He's been a no-show.
Derek White, first half,
and then second half, he disappeared.
Lights out, shooting, and then disappeared.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown, we talked about earlier, disappeared for that third quarter. I don't think he had a point in the third quarter last night.
The thing that you look at with this team now, and Courtney, I agree with you, like, all right, Jaylen Brown, it's all on you.
Show me the alpha.
It's all on you. You have to be now the guy who leads the team. You got to step into the role where, you know, you're the exact playmaker like Tatum was, but you got to be the scorer, right? And Greg, you're right. I don't know what you get from Porzingis. Derek White is going to, you know, that means he's going to be launching up a lot more threes. Pete Pritch, I agree with you, Courtney. It's going to be all on Jaylen Brown from here on out.
Yeah. Like,
what can you do?
But it's not just tomorrow night. I mean, it's tomorrow night to stay alive.
But let's just focus.
Focus on that
one? Take it one game at a time.
I understand.
Well, you have to do that. I just think so many people are saying it's over now. I'm not saying it's over now. There's still a chance that the Celtics could pull this one out. Crazier things have happened, and we have much more talent on this team that can step up.
Well, it looks like every caller that has called the radio show and is waiting to talk says it's over now.
Yeah. That's what everybody was saying on social media last night. Yeah, I get it. But
it's over now. All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. We will be back. We will be back with the rest of the leads, a lead from Wiggy and a lead from me next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.